We are delighted now on Mugs in the Morning to be joined with a member of the American Red Cross. She is based out of Grand Island, but North Platte is in her service area. Rochelle Lipker joins us now. Rochelle, how are you?
Hey, I am great. Thank you so much for having me on this morning, Corey.
You betcha. I know Josh appreciates you because he had another obligation today, so he gets you to fill in. And we're talking volunteering today. Next week, April 19th through 25, is National Volunteer Week, and I know the Red Cross really needs and thrives on volunteers to make things happen. We had a recent example with all these wildfires around.
Absolutely. So our volunteers are truly the heartbeat of our organization. So 90% of our workforce come from the work that our volunteers do, and they are absolutely amazing. And so one example I wanted to give was these recent wildfires that occurred just last month. Our volunteers were the ones who answered the call, went out. Like, for example, we have a gentleman named Chuck there in North Platte who answered the call at, I think it was 3:30 in the morning, to drive to Hyannis to open a shelter because the city of Ashby was being evacuated.
Yeah.
And so beforehand, Chuck had all the training he needed. He has all the supplies. He has all the skills he needs. And him and other volunteers went up, opened the shelter, and provided our neighbors who were in need, you know, that help and hope right there. And so it's absolutely beautiful to watch neighbor taking care of neighbor in times of need like this.
It's, you know, and it sometimes it takes tragedies to really get people to understand the vital role of organizations like the Red Cross. But we saw several spring up. I know Hot Meals USA was set up shop here in North Platte for a couple of weeks, feeding the firefighters too. And organizations like them and the Red Cross are just really vital, because otherwise we don't take care of these people. I mean, you know, things fall apart in a hurry, and we got to keep them going, huh?
Absolutely. So one organization can't do it all. And so we are so thankful to our partners, such as Hot Meals USA and Salvation Army, who also fed alongside the Red Cross. And, you know, the Nebraska State Patrol was there. You know, FEMA was there. Our emergency managers, I can't, you know, go on without saying what a kudos job they did in our fire departments. Oh, my goodness. It was just amazing to watch from the outside, you know, because you're not allowed in those hot spots, but just what they were doing, you know, the tacticals that they did to control the fire, and when, you know, things, they needed help, they asked for it. And so it was just truly amazing. And so our volunteers were on the ground 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really just finding out what the needs were and then meeting those needs.
Well, I'm sure there's people listening that have considered it and then never really, you know, gone the distance as far as really checking out what it takes. And you mentioned there is some training involved, but I know there's a lot of people out there that have thought about it and would probably like more information and kind of want to know, you know, how much do I have to invest in this? And I'm sure you could direct them to the right person, or maybe you're the right person to talk to if they're interested in becoming a volunteer.
100%. So what I would encourage people to do is to go to redcross.org and click on the volunteer link. We honestly have thousands of volunteer opportunities, from welcoming somebody into the blood center, you know, thanking them for coming in to donate their blood, making sure that they have something to eat or drink after their donation, to all the way to doing interviews and going on national or international deployments. So, for example, Guam, right now we are deploying people to Guam to help over in that typhoon that has just recently hit. And so we have something for everybody. So if you like to be out and talking to people and front and center, we have volunteer opportunities for you. But if you like to sit at home, maybe working behind the scenes, we have opportunities for that as well. And so we always can use volunteers. And so we would love for you, if you have questions, please call the local Red Cross, and they will direct you to, you know, answer your questions. I would be happy to answer questions. I was actually a volunteer before I became staff, so it is just such a beautiful thing.
What and I'm sure because of that, spend time volunteering, you have some stories. Could you share with us an impactful story from your time volunteering with the Red Cross?
So I actually taught first aid and CPR. So, and I honestly did not know some of the other lines existed. It was kind of, I'm going to date myself now. It was like 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so you didn't readily have the internet or text messaging, things like that. So I wasn't aware of all the things that could happen. And so we totally need volunteers for, blood services, whether the hospital calls and needs a unit of blood, and you go to the blood distribution center there in North Platte, pick mm-hmm. up the blood product and drive it to the hospital. We have opportunities like that. And so it's just really, it's not uncommon for me to call our volunteers from North Platte, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing today? And they're like, oh, I'm delivering life-saving blood,
uh-huh.
And so it's absolutely a beautiful thing. And so talk about impactful volunteering. We have it for you.
Yep. Talking with Rochelle Lipker, she's the Executive Director for Central and Western Nebraska with the American Red Cross. Of course, most people are aware that the Red Cross promotes blood drives and goes around all across the country, but in our neck of the woods, too. There's drives going on all the time, and the great thing about your website is they can just type in a zip code or a town, and it'll bring up a list of drives coming up in their area.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can go to redcrossblood.org, and you can type in your zip code. You can also, if you would rather use the phone, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or we have a blood donor app. That's my personal favorite, and you can go into your favorite app store or the Google Play Store, download the Red Cross Blood mm-hmm. Donor app, and you can manage your appointment from there. The thing I absolutely love about the app is it will follow your blood journey, and it keeps you up to date. And so when your blood has been delivered to a hospital, it will send you an alert saying, hey, your blood was delivered to this hospital today. So knowing that my 1 hour of time just saved a life, absolutely amazing. Totally makes my day every time.
I know, too, you keep track of how much blood people donate, and longtime donors, I mean, they can, that adds up over time because you're giving, a pint each time?
You are giving a pint every time, and
yeah.
Absolutely, every donation helps. And so also there in North Platte, we collect platelets, and, so you can do that more often. You can do that up to 24 times a year, I believe.
Hmm.
And so... yeah, absolutely. And so that takes a little bit longer, but it just takes the platelets out of the blood, gives you your white blood cells, your red blood cells, your plasma back, and then we give a little bit of fluid there with you. And so it's absolutely beautiful. Those platelets usually go to cancer patients, burn victims, somebody who's had some cardio work done. And so very, very much needed. And platelets only live 5 days outside of the body. And so mm-hmm. They have a very, very short shelf life. So they are always in need. And people who get them are just always remarking how much better they feel once they receive that blood donation product.
I think we underestimate the impact you can have. Oftentimes, I think we just kind of look at these things like donating blood, oh, no big deal, but it is a big deal. I mean, just imagine if you were in a hospital, you needed blood, and they didn't have your type of blood.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and you had to have a blood transfusion, and it's the need is constant. I mean, there's only, is it an 8-week shelf life on blood?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so you can donate every 56 days. But it is amazing, hearing the stories of blood recipients, and they, just talk about how much, they just feel like the life is just coming back into them. And so I know a lot of people who are going through cancer treatments get blood transfusions, but it could be a diagnosis. Could be a car accident. It could be an illness. And so having that blood that's been tested and on the shelf ready to go, it is vital to our patients. And so I know during the summertime, school's out, we're busy, we're thinking about, taking a break or going on vacation. And our high schools and colleges are not in session. And so we get a lot of our blood product from our high school and college students. So we usually see a dip during the summer. So if you could just schedule an hour every 2 months to come in and donate, we would greatly appreciate it.
All right, Rochelle, you do great work with the Red Cross, and we need to think and even lift you up in prayer often, especially when there's things like wildfires happening, because this is, sometimes what you're asked to do is not very easy. But I know I had Amanda Wienus, and I'm sure you know Amanda.
Yes.
Had her in at the height of the wildfires too, talking about what they were offering in the park here in town.
Yes.
Too. You don't find out, you don't appreciate them enough until you have something.
Absolutely.
That just, you do great work there, and we need all these organizations, so we really appreciate what you do. Again, the website, if you're interested more about volunteering and want to find out about opportunities, redcross.org would be the place to go. Anything else you wanted to pass along, Rochelle?
We just want to say thank you to our communities for allowing us to be there, for allowing us to collect blood and have volunteers. We're just truly amazed at the partnerships we have, and we're so thankful for everyone.
All right. We're thankful that you chose to spend a few minutes with us this morning getting the word out. Rochelle Lipker, Executive Director for Central and Western Nebraska for the American Red Cross, has been our guest on Mugs in the Morning. We appreciate you, and I'm sure I'll get another opportunity down the line to talk with you again.
Absolutely.
Rochelle. Have a good day, weekend, and spring and summer, and we'll catch up again later, okay?
Thank you.
All
you
right.
As well.
Take care.